Welcome to Simplify with Megan, the podcast where I help online coaches grow a life-first coaching business that's simple and sustainable while working less than 15 hours a week. My name's Megan. I'm a mom of two with baby three on the way. And since I started my online business in 2014, I have helped hundreds of online business owners start and grow their businesses to six, multi-six, and seven-figure businesses. I took a two-year sabbatical when I became a parent. And when I relaunched my coaching business as a mom of two, in less than a year, I've made over six figures while working as a true solopreneur for less than 15 hours each week while prioritizing my life and keeping things as simple as possible. I like to keep things real here, so get ready for the most authentic and activating business and sales coaching meant to help you make your life as a busy coach easier and not more complicated. Let's get rich together. Hey there, welcome back to Mommy Knows Business, the podcast where we talk about the mix and integration of motherhood and business. I'm your host, Meg, and I'm a mom of two. I've been an online business coach since 2017. I have been in the online space since like 2010 with my first blog. And I am really excited to do a little case study on my journey, my experience since coming back to business at the end of May of this year, which is less than 4 months ago. A lot has happened. I've learned a lot. I have done some launching. I have put myself out there in a brand new way. And overall, in less than 4 months, I have made over $65,000 in sales just from my coaching. So that doesn't include getting paid to MC a conference, sales of my digital products that are happening behind the scenes. So this is just from coaching and new coaching offers. Now, while the money's cool, I think the lessons learned here are more important. I think the sales generated is exciting. It's fun to see that momentum. I am excited to continue to see that number climb as we continue to move forward in this business, launching new things I want to launch, fleshing out my product suite. I have a lot of good stuff planned. So this still feels very much like the tip of the iceberg for me and where I see the business and my product suite going. But this feels like a great midpoint reflection. You know, less than 4 months back in business, let's talk about how I've made those $65,000 in sales from my coaching, the tweaks I've made, how I've shown up, things like that. The first thing that I feel like has really made this possible for me is that I have been building my product suite from the top down. When you're just getting started and you're looking for a cash injection, starting from the top of your product suite down, I think is the best way to do it. Starting with a service or a done for you, done with you, intimate one-on-one type of service is the best way, I think, to get started, to revive a business, pivot a business, launch a business. And that's exactly what I did. So I came in with my first offer at high ticket one-on-one coaching. The nice thing is that this is my zone of genius. Like this is where I love to show up. So talking about it and selling it was actually very, very easy. Even though going into it, I was kind of nervous. I hadn't been active on social consistently. I hadn't been actively doing my business in a bit. And so coming in with like a high ticket coaching offer, you know, I didn't know if it would work, but it felt like it was worth a shot. And within two Instagram stories, I sold out my first round of private coaching. And with my price point, that was an amazing cash injection to get the ball rolling for my business. After launching my private coaching, and really spending time mastering my coaching experience for my clients, I then shifted into offering my highest level mastermind. This is actually a really funny thing because it was a request of my private clients. All of my private clients wanted community also. So it felt like a really organic next thing to step into was to have a mastermind for my private clients to upgrade into after we're done, or for new people to come into. And so this mastermind is for, you know, six, seven, multi-seven entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs who want to be in that high level community, strategic conversations. It's been really fun. So you can see how I really did start top down. And this didn't always feel easy energetically, you know, coming in and marketing again and only having really high ticket offers. Like definitely can play some mind games with you, definitely made me doubt myself a couple of times, but I continued to just like follow my intuition throughout each step of this journey. So I'm not even saying that this is like the perfect way to do it, but I want to share how I did it, why I did it, and what I've learned along the way. So started with one-on-one coaching, went into the mastermind. And right now, as I'm recording this, you know, mid-September-ish, I am actively launching my brand new mid-ticket group coaching program called Rich Mom Club. This has been something that's been like on my heart, my brain, my mind for a bit now. I have been like waiting for it to come together in the way that felt right, not only with timing, but with the actual container. When I first realized I wanted to start, you know, the Rich Mom movement, help women enter their Rich Mom era, I wasn't really sure what that was going to look like tangibly. So I just kind of like let myself sit into it. And it's the Rich Mom Club. It's the blend of a community of mompreneurs who get it, high level coaching with me, plus the all access pass to literally everything I'm about to do. And I'm about to release a lot of really cool things. So it's like the place to be. But so that's what I'm doing now. So again, I still consider this to be top down. So we have private coaching, we've got mastermind, and we've got my like group coaching program. And then I do intend to have these like one-off offers, you know, one-off courses or programs. We'll see how they come together. And that'll be next. And so it's felt really good doing this top down. It's certainly the reason that I've had the sales I had. I believe if I had started with low ticket, I probably wouldn't have the same sales numbers. And this has just worked really, really well for me. I feel like if you are someone who has an expertise, who can provide services of some kind, starting this way, getting those clients, getting those testimonials, figuring out what you like to do, patterns you're seeing, it's just the best way to basically have paid market research and figure out the bigger picture version of your business and product suite. So absolutely, number one reason why I've had 65K in sales from my coaching in less than 4 months is because of how I approached building out my product suite and how I'm still approaching it. And like I said, I'm not saying this is like the one right way to do it. Y'all know me. I don't believe there is such a thing, but I will say it's helped get some cash coming in. It's helped get some monthly recurring revenue coming in. It's helped me learn so, so, so much. And I really enjoy it. I love working intimately with people. So it feels very aligned. And I have talked about this before, but I don't find like writing and content creation, curriculum creation to be the most intuitive process for me. Maybe not intuitive is the right word, but it doesn't feel easy. Whereas I'm in my zone of genius when I'm doing coaching, group coaching, private coaching, whatever the format, Voxer coaching, like that's my zone of genius. And so it's so, so, so easy for me to feel confident and selling it and absolutely blow it out of the water when I'm delivering it. So it's the best blend for me. One thing I also forgot to mention in here is I did also do some one-off private intensives. So like a 60-minute intensive with a week of Voxer. And that has actually been a really great way for me to work with people who weren't quite ready for the ongoing investment and learn a lot. And I mentioned this a second ago, but that really was paid market research for me. Me learning the patterns, what people are coming to me struggling with, the challenges I can help them with, what they get the most out of their work with me. I've learned so much. So that was kind of a side offer I experimented with throughout this journey and have actually really, really loved. So for now, that's something I think I'm going to continue to do a little bit of. I feel like it's going to be a seasonal thing where I probably have a limited number of spots as it feels good. Okay. So obviously product suite design and how I approach that was a big part of how I've had the sales I have had. I think the other big piece of this is how I've been showing up on Instagram. I don't have the biggest Instagram following. In fact, in a lot of ways, I'm like losing a ton of followers, but then I'm gaining like the same with a smidge more followers. So basically my Instagram, like, what are they called? Vanity metrics don't look like they're growing, even though I know Instagram's actually, it's doing the right thing. The people who aren't here for this pivot and shift are like removing themselves, but the people who are coming in. So kind of have to like deal with some of the metrics there when you're doing a pivot, when you're coming back to business, you just have to like not worry about it. So even though my Instagram hasn't been the biggest from like vanity metric growth standpoint, I have found Instagram to be the best place for me to connect with my audience, to make sales. Every single dollar that I have earned in my time back has been through Instagram, specifically like a DM. a conversation on Instagram. And I actually like hated Instagram for a while there. I thought Instagram was dead. So this is surprising me more than anyone else, but it's been just the best platform for me to show, you know, the behind the scenes of my life through stories, talk about my current offers through stories, have great conversations in the DMs, and provide high value free content that's educational and inspirational on the feed. So it's not just that I've been showing up on Instagram in a brand new way with a new approach, but it's also the fact that I have been selling basically daily for the past 4 months. And sometimes that's a super direct call to action. Click here, DM me, join now. Sometimes it's more of a indirect sales process because I'm just kind of showing me doing it, right? Especially something like Rich Mom Club. What that represents to me, which should probably be its own episode, but what that represents to me is like having a life that feels rich and your business gives you money, which makes that easier. But it's also about that blend of motherhood and business, right? It's feeling really proud of how you show up as a mom and for your family while being on fire for your business and loving it. And it's simple and there's momentum and you're having fun and really having both. It's prioritizing yourself as a person so that you can show up how you want to as a mom. It's having it all. And so when it comes to selling Rich Mom, I absolutely am doing very direct calls to action, especially as I'm recording this. There are limited time bonuses. We're in the pre-sale. So like there are very real things happening that I'm talking about. But then there's also indirect selling where I'm showing that I'm going to the gym. I'm showing that I'm journaling. I'm showing the results my clients are having from calls with me. And so I'm really showing that I'm walking the talk, and that indirectly creates sales, if that makes sense. So I'm selling every day on Instagram, sometimes through embodiment, sometimes by sharing client results, and sometimes by straight up selling. And I never used to be this way on Instagram. I, you know, had cute little graphics and I would like do stuff during a launch, but it wasn't so much a daily habit, a daily way of showing up. And this shift has made such a difference. People are coming to me saying that they love my content, that my free content is genuinely changing their lives. They're taking action off of it. I feel really, really good about how I'm showing up there. And yes, sometimes there's mindset stuff that pops up where you have the little thought of like, am I selling too much? Am I turning people off? And I'm just like, we're going through the process of ignoring that thought and saying, you know, if that's how someone feels, then like, it's okay. I don't need to be attached to how they view me or view my content. If they want to opt out and unsubscribe and unfollow or mute, like they totally can. And I don't need to worry about that. So that has been a really, really big piece of this. Every single dollar has come through Instagram. So it's a really powerful platform for coaching, I think, in particular, since a lot of people want to know the person that they want to learn from. I find it can be a really great way to do that. Another part of this that is very foundational of how I've had the success in sales that I've had in such a short time since coming back to my business is the fact that I have absolutely asked for help. Some of this in a paid way and some of it in a free way. So childcare, that's a big piece of it. Yes, you can absolutely do incredible work without childcare, but it's way easier with childcare for me. And so when I actually started my business again in May, my number one goal was to pay for childcare through my business. Like if it only did that, like that would be my goal for the first year. And so at first I was doing it without childcare. Revenue started coming in from my high ticket clients. We hired a nanny. And so that was definitely a way of having paid help that has allowed me to do some of these other offers. So that's been huge and has really helped me do this, I think, faster. On the flip side of childcare, I have definitely asked family to babysit. We are lucky that we have some family in town and we have grandparents that come in town a lot. So I definitely have asked for babysitting when childcare fell through before we had a nanny. And so asking for help, I've also asked my husband to stay home from work before so that I can do something or to take the day off or come home early. So it's something you have to get used to doing, but asking for help can make a really big difference, especially with something like childcare. Now, the other kind of help has been through mentors and courses and coaching programs and memberships I have joined. I love to learn, so it's always very fun for me to be in those environments. But more importantly, when I can put myself in an environment where what I view as possible is expanded, everything happens so much faster. That's what, like, when people talk about the timeline collapsing, they're just saying, like, what could have taken you a year to do, you can do in 2 months because of the people you've surrounded yourself with, the actions you take, the mindset you have, what you view as possible expands to a level you never realized. Since shifting into more of the coaching space, where I previously felt like I was really ingrained in the online marketing space, it's so funny how those are actually different, even though they're obviously very similar. But the people I follow in the coaching space now do things so differently and make a shit ton of money. And it's really inspiring to just see what's possible through a way I'm not like as familiar with as I was with the online marketing space. So that's been great. It's been really great to expand what I think is possible. So help has been a big part of this through physical help with childcare, as well as through like the mental emotional help of getting feedback from a mentor, of being in community with people who get it, of learning different ways to do things, seeing how people do things and figuring out what works for me. So that has been integral to this as well. And then I feel like the last kind of big piece of how I've had over 65K just from coaching in less than 4 months has been my overall mindset and approach to business since the very start in May. I came into this not only with a crystal clear goal financially for my business, but with a brand new mentality of how I was going to do this. And as someone who has struggled with perfectionism time and time again, this has been basically a challenge for me to not fall prey to perfectionism. So there have been times where I've had to almost do like the extreme exact opposite just to get myself out of these old patterns. I do want to find a sweet spot in the future. But for example, as a perfectionist, as someone who knows a ton of, you know, marketing strategies, it's really easy for me to be like, I'm going to launch something and then get into analysis paralysis because I know all of the ways that you could do this. And they're like all equally fine, right? And so it's really easy for me to get stuck in a spot like that. So to avoid me getting stuck there, I'm basically like doing no strategy. And again, this feels very much like a thing I'm about to shift out of, but has been absolutely critical for me coming back to business and restarting my business, has been to really, really, really practice trusting myself, trusting my intuition, taking imperfect action, learning to love and embrace myself, and to accept that for me right now, I need to do very little strategy. I need to just show up and do so that the ball can get rolling, so that I can refine and improve down the line. I really believe for me, it's better for me to launch the thing and start delivering it and then gradually bring in more people to these programs strategically over time organically. But like, I don't want to wait to launch the thing until I feel like it's ready, because if you're a perfectionist, you know it's never going to feel ready, right? So for example, with the Rich Mom Club, strategically, I could have taken like 3 weeks to launch it. I could have done a bunch of teasing, some prep work, telling people it's coming, pre-sale, early bird, big launch, like, and that would have gotten me more sales. Like I undeniably believe strategy works. I knew that I'd already been sitting on this for enough time that I didn't want to sit on it for 3 more weeks or longer and find myself starting to overanalyze and fall into perfectionism. So instead, when we were leaving town on a Friday to go to my grandmother's funeral of all times, I just felt the energy was right. I was in a 4-hour car ride, doing nothing but feeding snacks to my kids, and was just like, it's right. Right now is right. And I'm just going to talk about it. So just started talking about it on Instagram stories. I think I enrolled 5 people during that car ride, which I should do the math on what that is, because that's like thousands of dollars. But it was just like the energy was right. I just did it. I trusted myself. I put it out there. Could I have had like tons of more people come into Rich Mom Club had I done something more strategic and longer and drawn out? I believe so. But I'm much happier opening the doors, letting the people in who are already ready, getting the ball rolling, and let it be something that grows from here, especially with something like Rich Mom Club or my mastermind. These are ongoing programs. And so people could join weeks from now and like, that's okay. They may pay more and not get some bonuses, but like ultimately it's okay. There's not like a hard closing date on any of these yet, at least. So this approach of just ditching perfectionism, ditching the strategies, and really like ditching the rules of like what I thought I had to do. I'm just kind of scratching all of that, keeping it as crazy simple as possible. I don't have a sales page. I'm relying very heavily on Instagram to sell Rich Mom, but that's okay. That's where all my sales happen right now. Anyways, I am just like letting it be simpler than I ever even dreamed was possible. And I really think this approach of knowing myself enough to know where I get stuck and directly like cutting myself off from that option has made all of the difference in the past 4 months. I just decide what I want to do. I just literally go and do it. I have to put my ego aside and just be vulnerable and put myself out there and be cringy and sell and be uncomfortable sometimes and just let it fall where it falls and just trust that it's going to fall where it's supposed to. And that approach and that mindset towards my business in the last, 3 to 4 months has been life-changing. Again, do I think there's a sweet spot between this like really, really intuitive fast action and no strategy with like a really well thought out strategy? Absolutely. And I think the next thing, I'm about to launch something else after this. I can't tell you about it yet, but it's going to be more of like a one-time offer, it'll either be a course or I don't know how it's going to come together, but there will be something coming soon. And all of my Rich Mom Club mastermind private clients get access to it. But I do think I want to incorporate more forward-thinking strategy into that launch. I think it's still going to be a sweet spot though. Like I'm not going to do it so intensely, but I'm going to do a little bit more and just continue to do a little bit more until I find that sweet spot. And as a mom, life changes. So I may be able to do a little bit more strategy the next time. And then the time after that, I may do no strategy. And the time after that, I may do the most strategy, right? So I'm just letting myself approach it that way instead of creating false rules for myself that hold me back. So those are kind of like the four overarching big things that I think have made it possible for me to make over 65K from coaching in the last 4 months. Again, that is starting from the top of my product suite and working my way down. That is showing up and selling on Instagram daily. It's getting help, both paid and unpaid help. And it's this mindset of ditching perfectionism, showing up, and keeping it simple. I hope that hearing kind of the behind the scenes of the last 4 months, my thought process, what's worked, what has led to this kind of success and momentum, which really is the thing I feel the most. 65K, I mean, people have made 65K in a day, right? So it's not so much that this number is some magical number. To me, it's a great starting point. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful for every single person I'm working with. It also feels like the beginning, but it's a nice beginning with a lot of momentum. And I think that feeling of momentum is something all business owners strive for. And you know when you're feeling it, how good it feels to be tapped in. And so I hope it's been helpful for you to hear what's given me momentum. I am really, really excited to hear if you start implementing any of this, if any of this was very valuable, send me a DM on Instagram at @HeyMegKing. I really, really love hearing your feedback and your takeaways from these episodes. They help me know that this podcast is of value and worth continuing to put energy and effort into. And I am just so honored that you were here and you listened, and I can't wait to hear your feedback. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to share it, tag me on Instagram, leave a like and a comment if you're watching this on YouTube, and if you're listening on your favorite podcast player, if you could leave a rating and a review, that would mean the world to me. I really appreciate it. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks. Bye.